This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The problem I have here is that we have Stephen Greer, of course, and I think he did things after that that maybe didn't help the movement, but we don't want to get into that. He's not here to talk with us about it. Stephen Bassett, we've had him on a number of times. Like the guy, I think he's absolutely sincere about this. I see nothing to indicate he's profiting from it. He keeps promising progress, and we never see it. Then again, maybe these people serve as useful levers of information to take us away from what's really going on. They're deflecting us from the truth, even though that they may be totally sincere.
Could be. I know Steve really well. I think he's very genuine. I think it's real. I think that what he's told me recently is how nobody on the planet, I think, is as well-read in the subject of disclosure as Steve is. And he reads everything and posts everything to the, not everything, but posts a lot to the Paradigm Research Group. And he has told me how the last couple of years, how it's tripled the amount of coverage that he's seeing in this area. Stories about this topic, stories about government involvement, stories about disclosure. And, you know, he's got his finger on the pulse of this, and I think that that must be true, that there's certainly more interest, more stories, more happening in this area than we've ever had, and I think that's terrific. Whether it gets to the ultimate conclusion that he's hoping for, I'm much more skeptical than he is. I just don't see it happening. I can't get my brain around why. What's the advantage? Unless there's another impetus to get them to do it, I don't see any reason to disclose anything. Why would you?
The other thing here, though, is if there is something to disclose, at what level in government is it? I mean, do we have a silence group that just goes from generation to generation, but as far as everyone's concerned, the information doesn't get out because they stay unto themselves. They don't take the rest seriously. Maybe they did in the days of Presidents Truman and Eisenhower, but there have been lots of people who have occupied the Oval Office since then, and they're not all going to be taken seriously. I'm not going to get into the politics of why.
Yeah, it's so hard to say. I don't know. I mean, and then the question of, you know, is this stuff all black budgeted? Is this where does this go? And then who has to disclose for everyone to believe it? What if another country came out now and said, this is real? What if Africa, South Africa comes out and says, hey, we want to let you know that UFOs are real and we know it. How many people in America would believe it suddenly? How high of official do we need to have say it? Does it have to be the president? Is it a general? Which country? You know what I mean? I think it's fascinating how everyone has such their own paradigm and their own view. I think everybody has a different definition of this. I think everyone has a different expectation of this. It would take a physical craft on the White House lawn for a lot of people to believe. And I think a lot of people already feel like they have disclosure, and they believe already anyway. They know it to be true. You've talked to them 100 times, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. But I also have this scenario now because of the way things have polarized, especially in the U.S., where if President Biden tomorrow said, we have evidence that the UFOs or UAPs represent off-world technology from another planet or another dimension or whatever. Fine. The problem is here is that instead of this being an earth-shaking announcement, some people will listen, others will ignore him. Others, and we know why, will say, this guy's not president. What kind of game is he pulling on us?
Isn't that something? Yeah. And then you can just imagine, your mind can run wild. You saw what happened on January 6th. You can imagine a case when any president, let's not name names, it could be anybody, let's say 20 years from now, somebody's in power and they don't want to lose that power. What if they say 3 months before the election, this is real. There's no point. We can't, martial law kind of thing. We cannot change leadership now because we now are revealing to the public that there's another off-world intelligence that we're communicating with, and I need to stay in charge. You can imagine a scenario where that plays out.
It would be a lever of power. But then you wonder why that hasn't been done already in other countries.
Right, yeah, right. And more so in another country, exactly, yeah. And you don't really hear, at least I don't see much about other countries' leadership talking like that. It would be fascinating to see. These are good sci-fi novels. You should take notes and write a book. I think that there's a good storyline here because you can imagine something like that happening.
Actually, I've written science fiction already with my son, but we'll get into that later. We're not at all. You hear commercials for it, folks, on the PowerCast. But in the meantime, here's something that, since we're talking of disclosure, kind of bothered me or was interesting for one reason or another. And I'm going to get slightly political here, but I'm not taking sides. Back in the 2016 campaign, Secretary Hillary Clinton is on late-night TV talking about investigating specifically, she says, UAPs. That's a new term for them, she says, and we want to learn more about it. And she does this in several places. Late night shows, most people are familiar with them. It's probably on YouTube right now. She's running against Donald Trump. Donald Trump will take any perceived disadvantage and move it to his advantage. I never heard him comment on that. You'd think crooked Hillary is totally nuts. She believes in flying saucers. How can you pay attention to her? He said nothing that I can find. He just let that comment
very
lie.
Very curious. Yeah. That's an excellent point. Yep. I find that very curious myself. And that was pre-2017 New York Times and all the, bringing the attention to this. So that is very, very curious because not that long ago, Kucinich and a couple others have made these claims and that basically ruined them. You would think that whoever was running against Hillary would jump all over that and paint her to be this tinfoil hat person. And it is curious. I wonder if maybe people are in the know or maybe it's a curious thing to ponder.
Perhaps some people in dark suits with sunglasses meet right. The major candidates as they start running. And they set them to rights. You are not going to talk about this because you don't want to hear what might happen if you do. I think that's enough to stop anybody.
Good for me, yeah.
What do you think, Tim?
Well, my mind keeps going back to, Ron, what you said about another country revealing their information about UFOs. And I just can't, this has made me think now, and I'll think of Gresh, who the whistleblower, who said that not only has the United States recovered crashed UFOs, but other countries as well. And if that's the case, if the information that he's been getting is legitimate, what has stopped these other countries from revealing this? I can think of all kinds of political advantages for a smaller country, maybe not friendly to the United States, to let this information get out, but nobody has. And I can't believe that the United States has that much sway over every single country in the world when it comes to UFO information.
Unless all the countries here is conspiracy theory, folks. Labeled in quotes, conspiracy theory. I'll take more into it in the next segment. Get you ready for it. Gene, Ron, Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Conspiracy theory alert. All the major governments of the world through the UN have gotten together and made a joint decision, for whatever reason, which seems strange in this world, made a joint decision
not to separately reveal information about UFOs. Now, it may be that there's something there. There could have been communication or the possibility of a threat, but something that's so compelling that nobody will actually say anything separately that's meaningful. Even a rogue nation would be set dead to rights. They can't do it.
This is actually a good argument, I think, for non-believers, because it's an excellent point that not every country is allied with the U.S. And even if there's like bags of cash being exchanged to keep your mouth quiet, there's going to be some rogue thing. Or what if one of these banana republic leaders is going down in a coup? You think he would reveal this, you know? So that's a good, it's a tough one to explain away, other than perhaps these countries don't have the resource to know about it. I know it's a worldwide phenomenon, and maybe their citizenry is having these experiences, but maybe they haven't had the technology to record these things or capture the downcraft or whatever like some of the bigger countries have. I don't know. It's a good argument, and you would think that somewhere, some country, even if it was laughed at, would have made these claims. You know, I don't recall any. I think there was a couple of leaders, maybe in the Philippines or somewhere, where somebody did say something publicly that, and even the guy from Israel at one point did talk about UFOs being real. Remember that a couple of years back? It was fairly recent. There was I can't remember what his ranking was, but somebody out of Israel was talking about that. So there's very little of that, and you would think there'd be more. Just naturally, right? Wouldn't there be some rogue nation somewhere where they would come out and say, hey, we have this, or we've seen this, or maybe this is going on and we don't know about it and they're getting paid off by the U.S. government or these companies that are making money off of this technology.
Yeah, the guy that you were talking about, I'm like you, I can't think of his name in a moment, but he was a retired and very high-ranking Israeli in the Israeli Air Force.
Yeah, I can't think of his name for some reason.
But, I mean, he was somebody who was greatly admired and respected in his country, and yet he goes and reveals something like this, and he's just immediately shut down. Oh, well, that, you know, that's crazy. You're crazy. You know, we can't believe what you're saying because it's just too far-fetched. Yet, this was somebody who handled very high processes in the Israeli Air Force during his day.
Former Israeli space security chief is who he was.
There you go. Right.
So, I mean, that's a high-ranking guy. Why are we not responding to that, you know? Again, this community found that fascinating, and nobody else really cared. I mean, I really see a big distinction between, you know, folks that are not interested in this topic. It's just they're not interested until the president says it.
Well, I think, and this is just my opinion, which is worth nothing, but nothing is ever going to go in either direction until whatever the source of the phenomena is reveals itself. Because like we've been talking about, any kind of human revelations will be embraced by some, ignored by most.
Tim, I agree 100%. If they're clandestine by choice, they choose to be that way. If they wanted, they could land it right on the White House lawn and solve this immediately. The whole world would know. So they certainly are that way. But also, this is this community feels like there's many different races and many different types of phenomenon happening. It's not just this one thing, grays that drive UFO-shaped craft. There's a whole bunch of layers of different experiences and anomalies that people have. So we don't really know what's going on, you know?
You had talked about, at the beginning of the program, Contact in the Desert 2024, and you have how many speakers set up to go this year?
Believe it or not, we have 70 speakers. We tried to pull back this year. We normally have around 60, And that was our plan anyway. And then it's our 10-year anniversary, and we just started adding, and we're up to 70. It's going to be quite the, hopefully the, you know, the biggest, greatest contact in the desert ever. Have you guys been out there?
I haven't. Gene is a lot closer to it than I would be. I'm out here in the unwashed Midwest, so, you know, maybe someday I'd like to.
But it's worth it. It's really a great experience because it's different than many of the other conferences in that it is a destination and it's a pilgrimage, and we all come out there and, you know, we rent the entire hotel. So every single person that you see or interact with at this giant resort is part of this event. So if you walk around, you're getting a drink, whatever it is. There's a speaker standing next to you, or there's another attendee who they have stories and they're interested, and it's incredible. It's not like it's in the middle of this hotel with other people there. Everyone there is for this event. So it's really a unique experience where everyone's sort of on the same page, and contact is the right name for it, because it's making contact with other people around the world who share an interest in these different topics. And, you know, you have a lot of chance to make direct contact with these speakers who are out there really doing research. You know, like you guys, I've just interviewed them. I don't do the research on the level that these guys do. I just talk to them and find out what they've uncovered. And a lot of them have a lot of data, and they've interviewed a lot of, you know, direct witnesses to these things. And it's a great place where all of this collaboration takes place amongst the speakers, amongst the attendees, and a commingling of both of them at the same time.
A lot of questions here about contact in the desert, but let me put my cards on the table. Way, 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 way back in 1975, I was a member of the board of an annual UFO convention called National UFO Conference. This is the one that the infamous Court Jester Jim Moseley was part of. He was a permanent chairman. So I sponsored this event. And Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, which is, what, half hour outside of Philadelphia, in 1975. And we got publicity. And we got in the newspapers, the Philadelphia papers and the local papers. And I think we did everything right, except for one thing that didn't come out too well. We didn't get enough people. So at the end of the day, we lost $135, which doesn't seem like a lot now, but it was a lot more then in terms of impact. Let me get on with it. More with Ron, Gene, Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Three people have been killed after a National Guard helicopter crashes at our southern border. Two National Guard soldiers killed. One Border Patrol agent also died in the crash. Another soldier being treated in the hospital. Now, the chopper was in the vicinity conducting aviation operations near Rio Grande City in Texas. In Hawaii, AI technology is going to be used to prevent wildfires. Fire detection sensors are being installed to hopefully prevent what happened in Maui. Maui with that raging wildfire. President Biden speaks in Philly, but before boarding Air Force One, reporters asking him whether he will debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
The president saying there, "It depends on his behavior." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So I'm talking here about briefly the event, the National UFO Conference. And what's interesting to me is the fact that we couldn't make a go of it. People sponsored it over the years, and they barely break even to make a few bucks. Obviously, if you're going to stage a massive event on a massive scale, as you're doing, Ron, you've got to put time and investment into it. How do you put something like that together?
Well, it's incredible. You know, we just took it over. Gordon Peckrell and myself just took this over last year. So we're just following in the footsteps of the people that owned it previous to us who created this idea. You know, originally this was actually physically out in the desert. It took place in Joshua Tree, which is actually a state park in the desert. It was more of a Burning Man type event. You know, it was way out there. And the problem was it was 125 degrees in the desert, and it got a little too difficult to do this sort of thing. So they ended up moving it into this beautiful resort in Palm Springs, actually in Indian Wells. And it, you know, it's much more it's air conditioned and beautiful and much easier to conduct this sort of thing. So, you know, we it's not like we make a lot of money on this either. Whatever we make, we basically just put back into the show. This is a very mission-driven thing. A lot of people that work on this event, they put their blood, sweat, and tears into this. They care about this topic. A lot of them have had experiences. It's such a great communal thing. So many people just want to be a part of this and help this. They feel that this event has changed their lives in ways. You know, we want to be very sensitive to that and sort of nurture that and let it take a life of its own. You know, we try not to guide the speakers on what to talk about. We try not to guide the attendees on how to make this event. It's just sort of a communal thing that happens. And it's incredible how it all sort of comes together.
What criteria do you use to select guests? Because obviously there's a lot of craziness happening in the UFO field. And not everybody who has something to say. And we're not talking about taking a position. That's not the importance. Is someone who is more in it for the money and the glory than in conveying information?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you exactly. We all meet and there's so many people that want to speak. And Contact in the Desert is sort of the premier event of these. There are other conferences and I've gone to them and I enjoy them. We all just sort of have our own lane, it feels like to me. So we tend to try to stay in the lane of more of an academic, sort of a scientific, more reality based look at this topic. You know, we try to get things that are to foster cerebral conversations on the topic. We don't tend to get speakers that are in, you know, we're open to a lot of it, but there are other conferences that explore I don't know how to say it quite right, further esoteric, more woo-woo. People use that word, woo-woo. You know, we lean more towards trying to find out what's really going on, and we try to take a little bit more of a cerebral approach to it, and we try to steer a little bit away from some of the harder things. You know, you guys have talked to people, I'm sure, that talk about the 20 and back and these kind of things that are a little harder to digest. You know, we want to kind of welcome people into this world. This is a good place to start because, you know, it's palpable. We're talking about some of the top researchers in this, and it's approachable, and it's very educational. So we find people that have sort of cutting edge research in these areas. You know, a lot of these people in this community are household names to those of us in the community. You know, we have everything from Travis Walton, Whitley Strieber, people that have had firsthand experiences like this, and those are two absolute staples. In fact, one thing I'll mention is this year we're going to have a Legends panel that's going to have Whitley Strieber and Travis Walton and four other people that are going to be, you know, sort of a tribute to them, but also to hear what they have to say after being in this for so long. I'm fascinated by each and every one of these people and each and every one of these talks, and it's just such a great environment that fosters debates about these things. Like you said, you don't have to necessarily take a side, but different people have different viewpoints on what the phenomenon is. And that's fun to discuss. And you know, these things change over time. Like I said, the interdimensional aspect is relatively new compared to people that came out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s who it was nuts and bolts craft, you know?
Over the years, and obviously you've just taken it over, but as an observer, have you seen people who came on seem to have something sensible to say, regardless of their conclusion, and maybe they were a tad disappointing?
Well, I don't think I've gone to see somebody. Well, there's been a couple of people that some experiencers that I've seen over the years, who, not necessarily at Contact, but I have seen different experiencers where they speak and, you know, you thought it was going to be sort of a regular thing, and then you hear them speak and they've had such an outlandish claim that it becomes harder for me to digest. I'm open to a lot of these topics, but the further out there we get, the harder it is for me. There's been a lot of speakers on the other hand who Rizwan Virk, you know, he spoke there before and he talked about the simulated universe. And, you know, I told you guys earlier that I don't really believe that, but boy, is he a fascinating guy. Have you guys heard that guy talk?
No, I don't think I've heard him, but I'm going to now.
Yeah, Rizwan Virk's worth a look. Yeah, he spoke at Contact several times. He's sort of one of the pioneers and big names in the simulated universe. You know, this year we're going to have Matthew James Bailey back from last year. He's an artificial intelligence guy that, oh my God, every time he talks, it just blows our mind. He's got so much knowledge in that area. And I find that one of the newer things that a lot of us don't know about yet. Artificial intelligence just came up out of nowhere, it seems, and it's going so fast. So it's fun to hear some of these guys talk about that and where it's headed. And you know, there's this whole idea of artificial intelligence achieving sentience, you know, and becoming conscious, which, wow, that's another one that's tough for me to even get my head around. How can a machine become conscious? That doesn't even, you know, make sense to me. And there's arguments on both sides of this. So we try to have, you know, debates and panels that explore these things, and different people will present their viewpoint and how they came to those conclusions. And then, you know, as an audience member, you kind of make up your mind for yourself.
What did I say before? Skynet. Neural network, which we would call the cloud now, an artificial intelligence that takes control of everything. Because, as you say, where is the line of distinction? Think of the character in Star Trek Next Generation. Data. He was a robot in human form. But at some point in time, he seems to have a separate living existence. He's a sentient being to which they add this little frill towards the end of the series. It was more really in the movies, where he takes on the characteristics of a human by having emotions.
Right. Fascinating. Fascinating. And I think, you know, we already have Siri, and we have, Amazon has, what's Alexa. The Amazon one? What's it called?
Alexa.
Alexa. Yeah, Alexa and Siri. You can just imagine how those are going to evolve, and they're going to become more like Hal. You can imagine how they'll become more conversational. I mean, that's just right around the corner.
I'm sorry, Ron, but I can't do that. We've got more with Ron, Gene, and Tim. You're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, maybe we have more to fear from artificial intelligence than ET, or ET is artificially intelligent. But really, don't you think, if we're going to look at that, there have to be standards that are adhered to? Because this can be abused. As far as AI is now, already sometimes it seems to take on a life of its own. What do you think?
Very much so. And that's the crux of Matthew James Bailey's work, is he feels that we need to put ethics into our artificial intelligence machines and keep the guardrails up. And again, my concern is these rogue nations or these rogue groups who won't do that. In fact, they'll probably do the opposite of that. And you can imagine how that could spiral out of control and become very dangerous. I think a lot of people are starting to fear these machines already. And it's a big play in science fiction movies, of course, and we can imagine now that we have some level of artificial intelligence, you can just imagine where this is headed. So I'm looking forward to a lot of these debates at Contact with regards to this subject.
It makes me think as well that there has been some speculation and then some experiencers who say that this is what's actually going on, that at least some of these craft that we have seen, whatever they are flying in the sky, are some kind of artificial intelligent, possibly even like a biological construct. And it makes me think of some films that I have seen that are older, before Photoshop and CGI, of things flying around in the sky that have an almost insect flight pattern. If you've ever, you know, sat on a summer day and watched, like, you know, bugs and dragonflies and things like that fly around in the sky, that's the way some of these craft, to me, seem like that they're flying around. And it just made me always wonder if, you know, you're looking at something that is independently intelligent of its source. It's not, you know, it's not getting information sent to it by radio or what have you. It's thinking on its own and maneuvering around on its own.
Very much so. And Tim, and I'm sure you've heard first-person accounts of people who have claimed to sort of have interactions with craft, where mm-hmm. they'll flash a flashlight and then the craft will blink back at the person, that sort of thing. I've heard many people share their first-person accounts of having that sort of a thing, where they'll go around the side of a building and come back, and the craft will mimic their moves. Now the question is does that mean it's off-planet, or couldn't this be a black-budget craft built here on Earth? Why can't humans just have that technology? We just don't know about it yet, but I'm sure it could be buried in black projects.
Or could it be a life form that has just developed on its own right here on Earth, or at least
right here on Earth, absolutely.
Earth or the vicinity, you know, that is a separate life form that we just haven't discovered yet.
See, all of these things fascinate me, and I just want to know the answers. That's the thing. That's why I'm involved in this community. That's why I'm part of Contact, because I want to know these answers. And I feel like some of the people that we've brought in are the closest I'm going to get for today. And I really want to get closer. I mean, I feel like I'm getting older, and I really want to know some of these answers before I die. That's sort of what drives me. I really, really would like to get to the truth of some of it. And I hope a lot of it's real, and I hope to know one day. A lot of these stories are fun to talk about, and they're fascinating, and I just hope that we get to some definitive answers as to what some of this is.
Well, some of us have been waiting more than 60 years for a resolution, and we have the promise of a resolution. That does seem to happen. I'm just being jaded, I guess.
No, you're being real. You're being real. I don't know that we're going to get official government disclosure, but like many of us in this field, do we need that? I think for a lot of people, you don't need that. So what? We don't get that. Let's the people, the experiencers, these researchers, the data that they've collected, that is disclosure enough. You know, maybe the government doesn't know as much as they think, and that's why they're not talking. But maybe this phenomenon is happening, and it is real. Certainly it's real to a lot of people out there. And getting a chance to interact with them and hear their stories, and then hear the stories of the researchers who have interviewed hundreds or thousands of people that have had experiences, and seeing what that data shows. I mean, to me, I don't know how people can just dismiss this. And also these high-level guys, you know, we're going to have Dr. Avi Loeb talk there. You know, he's a theoretical physicist at Harvard. I mean, you don't get to these positions just willy-nilly. You know, this guy's an incredible intellect, and let's hear what he has to say on the subject. You know, he's already been a champion for this. And I think that there's, you know, unfortunately John Mack died, but he would be like the poster child for a Contact in the Desert speaker, John Mack. Here's a respected psychiatrist at Harvard, and he's looked at this subject objectively, and he has interesting conclusions that these people, he doesn't know what the phenomenon is either, but he did conclude that many of the people that he studied, he did not think were sick or delusional or anything that he expected to find. I find that fascinating. Why do we just dismiss people like him? You know, let's pay attention to these guys. They got to where they are for a reason. I think it warrants our respect to listen to them. It's my opinion.
Oh, yeah, poor John Mack. I mean, here was a guy who was tops in his field, incredibly intelligent man, yet because he dared broach the subject of abductions and experiencers, I mean, he was really put through the ringer and, you know, almost lost his tenure because of it.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's a real That was a real blow to the community to lose him. I think he was one of the most important people. I've read his books about this abduction and whatnot, and I find them extremely compelling. And it's we need people like that. And those are the kind of folks that we sort of target, you know, people in that vein that are you know, respectable. It's harder for the outside world to hear a story from some rural guy who wears a tinfoil hat and has this really outlandish story. That's hard to accept. But can we listen to Avi Loeb from Harvard and see what he says about what's happening in space? And you know, talk to Russell Targ, who's a renowned physicist, you know, and see what he has to say, and Robert Salas, and these kind of people who are sharing these stories and sharing their findings. And I find it compelling, and I think everyone should really listen to these folks and then make your assessment. Don't just dismiss this stuff out of hand. I don't know what's happening either, but something is happening. I'm convinced of it. And if you hear these people speak, you'll be even more convinced of it.
Do you think there are more people like the late John Mack who are willing to come out and admit that they're interested in the subject and are doing research, or they would like to do more research on it, than there was in the past? I mean, you know, we've seen what happened to John Mack. You dare step outside of the lines a little bit, but has that changed, or is there just that superficial appearance that things have changed?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. I feel like whoever started this campaign to make the UFO subject or belief in this at all dismissed or silly or ridiculed, you know, back in the 40s and 50s when this became such a taboo thing, boy, did they do a great job, because that has resonated through the years up until today.
Before we go on with something else today, we've got Captain Ron. We've got Gene, who's not a captain. He's something, but we'll figure it out later. And Tim, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.